This is March the 5th, 1995, Sunday. Greetings, Commander.
Oh, no, I'm... Hat's on here. I apologize. Norma says she knows now how Rosa Lopez's interpreters felt trying to get through all of that mishmash of insult and etc.
Can you please have your ID?
Thank you. I come in light. I am Hatton.
Thank you.
And there are many, many distractors this day.
It's here.
Really? There he is.
And we're all waiting.
Ed, you're early.
Well, I have to apologize. I don't know if Ed's early. Commander's late. Are you going to have a report?
What am I going to report on?
Well, I guess you don't have a report.
Yeah.
There. There's two. There are two quakes that happened, but that's probably not as important because that's ongoing. But there's something else happened on the news last night connected with one of them that Commander will be, both Commander Hatton and Commander Soltek have talked in the past about the dangers around the Long Valley Caldera and around Mammoth Lake, not just because of the magma flow under that area, but because of the nuclear arsenals and the nuclear waste and the dumping that has gone on there, and what a mess of a mix that's going to be when that molten radioactive sludge is rolling around right under the crust of the earth and rolling on down towards California from that area. And if you weren't aware that they both Commanders Hatton and Soltek talked about this as far back as 1990 that I can remember, and what was very interesting late last night on the news when they reported this so-called 4.6 quake at Mammoth Lake at 4:07 p.m. yesterday, right after that, for the first time, they made this announcement. Scientists are worried about possible explosion of a proposed atomic waste dump in Nevada. Now listen closely to that. But not at Sandia, but the other laboratory, which I have a mental block on right now, in Albuquerque, had 30 scientists working on a study to see what might happen if there was any kind of explosion or release of nuclear material in the underground areas right around Mammoth Lake. Now, this little announcement of this ongoing study happened to be the next item on the news right after the announcement of the Mammoth Quake. So for those of us that are used to putting two and two together, you know, go figure.
In this morning's paper, there was something about the nuclear dump that they're trying to create in the border, I think, of California. And they are worried now that the stuff that they pile in there might go off on its own.
I bet they are.
I just wouldn't let you
For
know.
You who are interested, that's exactly what my attention was having to be given to.
Yes, I was told loud and clear in my head that that was probably the most important headline I was going to hear in some time, the combination of those two last night. There was also a quake in Bogota, Colombia, but I'm not up on the details of it. Callie had a problem with a hot water tank blowing up on them last night, so she's a bit out of commission, and I did not run an earthquake run this morning to see where that quake was exactly and its magnitude.
Well, I'm having a little trouble today because with the ground being so soaked in the L.A. area, there are all these efforts to just blast some of those hillsides off. And it obviously is working along in the Ventura area where they're sloughing houses. There are massive cracks on up into the area where other homes are. And I expect that some of those will go before the next rainstorm is over. there should be another storm hitting your area probably by Tuesday, Wednesday. And a lot of those coastal areas cannot handle it. But Ed is right. The most important thing that is happening right now to cover, there are many things that the Simpson trial is covering. Always know that when you have these major media events where everybody is glued to that television set, it isn't even a matter of wanting to watch it. That's all you can find. And then these other little things come flowing in, whatever's left over in the time of the Simpson saga is what you will be shown. This is extremely important. They already have massive tunnels and facilities into Yucca Mountain. That's there at very near the Area 51 complex. It'll be in the Yucca Proving Grounds area. And it's where they do want to store massive amounts of radioactive material. The only problem that you have is that they have already stored it there. They don't wait to ask and vote. And we're going to talk about that a little bit in just a minute also. But you've got a situation where you've already had an explosion. And it blew downward. That tells you very, very bad news. When the pressure is less downward than it is upward, it is blowing right into the fissures, right into that which will come out in your volcanic explosions. And if it shakes it up enough, it'll come right up through the cracks of the earth where you will have. And if it's very much like a meltdown in a reactor. Goodness, I hate to start a science lesson. Let us take Chernobyl. If, in fact, you have a meltdown and it goes on into the ground and it meets, let us say, with ocean water or seawater, or I don't mean just dump into the sea. I mean meets with it. Goes, melts down right through and into the earth and hits water. It contaminates before it cleanses. And those are very, very serious meltdowns. It has never stopped really seeping from Chernobyl, as a matter of fact. But when you have an explosion underground where you have the stored cores from your nuclear power plants, and you start a chain reaction, it's going to react with everything, and there is nothing under it, you see, to stop it. And this is like infecting your blood supply. You are infecting the blood supply of your mother. So that does require a lot of attention, and you can know that it requires a lot of attention because in spite of the other things in the news, you're going to find the next few days are going to be talking about this. Well, where do we store this? What do we do with it? Well, at least in the United States of America, you know what's being done with it. But where you have a country like France who operates entirely, solely, on atomic energy, what are they doing with their spent cores? You've got a situation where those cotton pickers are even shipping some of the nuclear waste into your country.
From France.
It's a tacky world, but we're going to have to talk about a little bit the government and what is happening. They have had some encounters with the Montana militia, and quite a few of those militia leaders were arrested. And of course, now they're going to They will advertise it this way. Send in your contributions. We will send you a tape. We need a lot of help to fight this thing, and we'll all be better off after we win these civil suits. We don't win anything. I'm going to try one more time before you guys go out there and get us all in trouble. We do not fight with guns. We do not advocate it. If we get papers that we repeat in the paper, it must be qualified. I don't know about you, but I feel as patriotic and as close to you as anyone possibly could feel. But I am not a patriot, not as it is defined. And what you're doing, when you think, I'm a patriot, I'm going to get my gun, and I am going under constitutional law and do something, you haven't studied your lessons. You are functioning under constitutional law. You just don't realize it. It isn't the constitutional law that you understand. It is the Constitution of the United States law that allowed them to move away from your constitutional law under a state of emergency, which was established in 1933. And ever since, you have been under martial law. That bypasses the Constitution, period. Now, isn't that fraudulent? Yes, indeed. But do not confuse the fraudulent actions versus what is law now. And operating under martial law in a state of emergency, they're acting within the law. And they're going to haul you to jail and do whatever they want to do. And I keep thinking, if we keep saying it often enough that the ones who literally can lead into a collateral government, they built a collateral government. The elite Satanists built a collateral government, and I'm going to call them exactly what they are. I don't care what they think they are. I don't care if they are being blackmailed. They don't have to be there. Does everybody understand me? Nobody runs for office and gets in there and says, well, I can't help it now. I'm really a God-abiding, I just believe in my nation. I'm just trying to do something about it. Meanwhile, I'll take this bribe. I'll take this PAC handout. I will listen to the lobbyists, and I'll let them pay for this, and I'll let them pay for that. And it wouldn't be bad to have a little monarch butterfly on my arm every now and then when I feel a little wicked. That is the nest of evil. That is the nest upon which the Satan bird sits, hatching his little eggs. And you will not ever reclaim it. Well, how do you build without getting torn down first? You don't. You have been. And everybody missed it, I guess. They couldn't pass a balanced budget amendment. They're under emergency law. They're also issuing over this very weekend treasury bills to put you into deeper, deeper, deeper by the trillions of dollars in debt. They cannot very well be passing a balanced budget amendment at the same time they're printing the damn treasury bonds. And what is this balanced amendment garbage? You have in your Constitution a law that says everything will be balanced. It may not use those words. Every year there will be an accounting, and any overage will be made up by the states. It will be balanced every year. Well, that hardly's happened. But if it's in your Constitution, what in the world do you think an amendment's going to do? Except confuse it further. It is extremely tedious times. Mexico's gone. Mexico will never, ever be able to recover, thanks to Mr. Clinton. It doesn't matter whether Congress approved it or not. It does make a little difference in the flow of money, but the massive billions of dollars that went to Mexico never even left country. Never went to Mexico. It was never intended to go to Mexico. It went to the banks. Those same banks are so in debt that it was just, I don't know, if they can't bail them out on Monday, it's gone. But you see, the elite, the World Bank, can't afford to have a collapse yet. But they're gradually getting it all ironed out, you see. What did Mexico have to do? Mexico had to put up all of Pemex. All their oil reserves were pledged as collateral. Well, they don't have any other assets really big enough to pay off any kind of debt, much less billions and billions that you just loaned them. Ha! Loaned them. They're not even going to be able to make the interest payment on it. So the bankers will end up with ongoing, into infinity, more loans to pay more debt to get in deeper. The only way that Mexico will ever be able to recover is to repudiate the debt. Well, they can't repudiate the debt as long as you control them. In the United States, I would assume that that would sound like you in the United States control them. Forget it. You are controlled. They are controlled. It's going to take a massive movement through the hemisphere, really. And it's going to require a repudiation of debt by the United States of America, Mexico, Canada. It's over, boys. But you won't do that. You'll sit and let them foreclose, and that's exactly what they're doing. Every last iota of everything you are and thought you owned is gone. They own you, everything you have. And if you think that you can, with a little militia here and a little group there, get my guns and defend my property, you don't have any property. Well, I pay my taxes and I am a citizen and I'm free. You are not free. And the very word taxes proves it. Anytime you have anything from an automobile to not paying a sales tax, to not paying property tax, they can come and confiscate your property. So it isn't yours, is it? You are paying dearly for the right to use it. And if you don't use it exactly the way they tell you to use it, then you'll go to jail. It'll be worse than not having property. And it is so big and so overwhelming that I don't expect anyone to be able to understand it or comprehend it. But when we sit with a coastline about to fall off and more triggers along the Ring of Fire, Mr. Jackson, you know, likes to tell everybody, oh, Mother Nature is going to do her thing regardless. Well, that is over a long period of time, eons of time. Mother Nature changes herself. It's a living planet. But all the little bubbles are happening deliberately, and now it is proven. So many saw the explosions in Kobe. already you will find it coming back. Just keep your eye on the news from Colombia. And then it will go up through the Aleutians. Earthquakes don't make light blasts. And you've got that silly little thing running around out there that you call a shuttle. What you see are the ones in the motion picture studio. But you've got that other thing up there.
Commander,
please.
You just reminded me of something that Kelly asked me to share with you from the last shuttle mission, and I have asked her to send the tape out so we can all look. Can you hear me?
Yes.
So you can send the tape out so we can all look at this. But apparently during the last shuttle mission, which wasn't very long ago, there some of the photography from when they were out and shooting back looking towards the Earth when they were affixing something or hooking up to something or the Russian space station or whatever the malarkey was, there were some very interesting craft moving around in the periphery of the shots.
Sure were.
That they did not want to make any comments about, and some of them were twinkling and strobing. And at one point, somebody even made a comment about that among the NASA personnel, and they quickly went on to the next thing. But Callie has this on tape, and I asked her to send it out so we could do a little viewing. It's not very long, 10 or 15 minutes, but it is quite remarkable for what wasn't said.
Ice crystals.
Always, that's a good one.
Well, they have a more involved explanation since you brought up the subject. I won't make this a science lecture since Commander's doing better than I am at this today. But about 6 months ago, people aren't believing ice crystals anymore for some of Commander's craft because they're so vivid and so colorful and sometimes in so close. They're practically in our backyards. So they came up with a new explanation about 6 months ago. The astronomers did and the astrophysicists, and it goes as follows that if instead of ice crystals twinkling, these stars are putting out ultraviolet light, and that ultraviolet light is causing gases in the atmosphere around the star to fluoresce, the way a fluorescent light works, and that's why you're getting the color. So see, they've shifted it two levels into the esoteric science so that the average person doesn't even know what's going on. They have to go look up fluorescence, look up bombardment of UV light and conversion down to visible light and all kinds of things before they could begin to understand what's going on. So that's the newest lollapalooza for explaining commander ships is UV light being fluoresced into the visible, and that's why you're getting the colors.
Well, you've got even better with this shuttle. How far out do you think that shuttle is running? What are they telling you? I'm not interested in how far it is. I'm interested in how far they're telling you. 100 miles, 150? Where do they usually send them? Now, I want you to just ponder here a minute. You have places like Mount Palomar observatories. You have places that you study that are light years away. How much equipment, compared to Palomar Observatory, do you think you could get on a space shuttle? And what are they doing? They are studying volcanic action on what? Some quasar? I can't believe that I just said right, but I believe that's what they're telling you. And you cannot have a volcano on a quasar, number one, so I must be in error. But this volcano is spewing out stuff that is now responding to just exactly what Ed said, ultraviolet lights. It is spewing these particles out. And guess what? This is what this mission is about. They're studying that. From this little space shuttle with its little magnifying glass out into space where they've never been able to see before.
Commander?
Yes.
Let me interrupt again. You brought up a very important point. I'm not going to correct what you said because that's in addition to something else that you've always told us to look for them lying so much that they get themselves boxed into a corner. And I think they did that on this mission by the following information. Apparently, the other night, the night that it took off, they made the announcement, first of all, that they had three telescopes up there with them in the shuttle. And then they also said they were going to study ultraviolet emanations from the moon. Now, so this caught Art Bell's attention on his late night radio show, and he said, now, I'm pretty patriotic about normal things, and I believe them some of the time, but he says, now, wait a minute. Why do we need three telescopes on this shuttle if we have the Hubble up there taking beautiful pictures?
Oops.
Then that's number one. Then number two came, why do we have to go and explore the moon some more? Didn't we do enough picture taking and on the moon? Why all this interest in the moon all of a sudden? So they've cut themselves into two big lies. And furthermore, the moon is a reflective body. It has no emanations of its own to speak of. The moon reflects what bounces off of it from the sun and elsewhere. So why on earth would you study ultraviolet emanations from the moon? I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I thought it added to what
yes,
you were talking
about. Yes, you did. Let's just
well,
be
yes,
honest.
I did, but only as a footnote.
We don't have any big agenda for this afternoon. And these are the things we need to discuss from time to time. I don't have time to write about all of these things that people write in about and ask, query, always. I have a stack of papers, and some of you, I remember Mike coming one day and interrogating Dorma about what Virginia Scenes had received about the photon belt in some book or another. I'm not, number one, impressed with Virginia Scenes. Do I believe that she is who she says she is? I certainly do. But her name is not a Scenes, so she is a false name. That's one. She receives from the Gold Ray, which I'm not sure what that is. I assume that's the Christ energy, since she traveled with Ann Valentin, who received from the Silver Ray, which is the opposite, or the Ray of Creation. So you have the Christ Ray and the Ray of Creation. And believe it or not, there is a difference. It is the God Ray, but not necessarily as expressed through Creator or Creation. We kind of lovingly call that one from Creation, the Silver Ray, if you will, Grandfather. Grandfather and Grandmother Earth. And I believe that Jordan did a very good job of explaining these two perceptions. If you have a Mother Earth, then you need a Father, because that is the normal expression of all things, the duality of sex, if you will. And there are some things that are just natural and normal and evolve. And to have one, you need the other. And so these are expressions. These are expressions that allow definition so that you can understand anything. If you have nothing against which to balance something, you don't have anything. It just is, and everything just is. But there is always this interaction that gives different results, different actions. And that's what makes life both at an adventure and a learning ground and a free will place where you can make choices to grow, to once again experience in the dimensions where you don't have to make these kinds of choices. You're going to have to make these choices. And it doesn't matter to me if one's choose even against me. Makes it rather interesting from time to time. But I'm a little saddened, you see, when ones think, well, I'm just going to kill myself because things are so bad here, and then I'll wait it out. You won't wait it out. You're going to pick right up there until you understand. And some of us in the outer realms, if you will, we don't have to worry about it. And you ones who go back into that density do have to worry about it. But most of you who are not back to really learn some major lessons still, are going to simply make your evolution or evolvement when the time is appropriate. Well, who knows when the time is going to be appropriate? You get closer and closer and closer to the magnificence of the crusade. I don't even like the term crusade. It is an evil term. The Christian crusades were the bloodiest, the most evil of all the things that scourged your earth, next to the Inquisition. Also in the name of God. Well, I don't like Billy Graham going down there to Puerto Rico and having a crusade worldwide where you're going to get billions of people watching in the third world country. It's going to run later in the United States of America. They're going to get all those poor little suckers first. That doesn't make me pleased, and it shouldn't make you proud. But you have a lot of things going on right as we are in this room. This is a big year. And they are bringing all of your financial... Well, the noose is just coming down and down and down. And each thing that happens, it just teeters for a few days. And then they'll thrust a little bit farther. Does anybody in here want to tell me who Judge Roy Bean is?
Texan.
Tell me about him.
It was called the Law West of the Pecos, and he had some little town in southwest Langtree, right.
What? Try that again.
A little town called Langtree, Texas, and there was this local judge, Judge Roy Bean, who was known as the Law West of the Pecos. And what law was, as I understand it, was anything he said it was.
Right.
His girlfriend is Lily Landry.
Yeah. Thank you. Does anyone have any curiosity why I would ask that particular question? Well, Mr. Ron Jackson said just don't bother to research Judge Roy Bean anymore because he is the reincarnated or whatever Judge Bean. In other words, I'm going to be the only law. We'll see, Mr. Jackson. It's easy to say while you're still in prison, son. And sometimes we don't get out of prison until we learn a few things.
We have a picture of Jason Brent with a headline from the Tashby News. Judge Roy Bean, ?
Well, it was funny. Finally, nearing midnight last night, Dorma and EJ went to bed. And she says she has this pile of stuff that you have to pull off of the bed. It's like a library, you know, a bushel basket full of papers. And so they finally turned off the television and turned out the light. And she said, by the way, do you know who Roy Bean is? Judge Roy Bean. And EJ says, yeah, I think he's one of those judges in Bakersfield. And I thought that we were going to have to still scrape her up off the floor this morning. But it's suitable. And whether he's tongue-in-cheek or not, don't sweat it. Ron Jackson has a vivid imagination, and some of the things that he offers are not right, but he's swinging around. He's beginning to understand his purpose. If he can just control it. I do not believe that if he were free, he would go pushing for armies anymore. I still have a little bit of trouble with him adjusting necks in his mind. He likes that. And maybe a Judge Roy Bean wouldn't be bad either to have around from time to time. I'd like to turn one who is Christly loose on those monarch children over in Brandon, Missouri. This is serious time. This is frightening time. Keep an eye on your children. You see, as evil comes up and erupts, it's going to get worse. It has to get worse before it can swing around and begin to get better. And the cities will be the worst hit first. And then it will branch out. But the cities will continue to be the teeming, boiling cauldrons. Because, you see, there's not enough evil to really enjoy outside of what they perceive as the excitement of the city where Satan really thrives. On the other hand, let me tell you something that should curdle your blood. And I'm saying it because I want you to pay attention. When Rick was speaking with Mark and Kathy in their anonymous place, a remark was made about being able to do this or that in Las Vegas, where the paper is. And Rick said, well, unfortunately, we're not in Las Vegas. We're in Kern County, California. And I believe the answer was something like, oh, my God, that is the worst place in the world to be. Right. Bakersfield, California is a center where Satan is settled. And almost all of, quote, your city fathers, your judicial system, they all participate in those secret orders. And they have regular satanic meetings. Well, why haven't they come out here to attack you and burn crosses and things like this or whatever they're going to do? They daresn't. They've got to get through me before they can get to you. And while we're on the subject, you see why they leave you alone now, is that you have learned that you do not go out and basically support. When I say support, I mean urge on patriotic movements that they can consider subversive. You see, we advocate that everybody drive, even drive, within the speed limit. Put your seatbelt on. It's not going to hurt you. It may save your life. What good are dead martyrs? It's foolish. Don't do it. And it is not allowable. It is not okay. It is not acceptable to go out under the banner of the contact or the journals or the command and say, well, I've got them sheltering me and I'm going to blow you away with my machine gun. Because Commander is not going to blow anybody away, but I might zap you for doing it. Or you will wish you hadn't. There are some who still go out from here, and I cannot believe it would happen over and over again. And I don't know how you keep from being angry and doing something about it. I'm tired of this infernal top spinning of I will turn the other cheek. Paul Berger left this place and has already tried to tear you down with Pierre Claudier and his people. What in the world is this? After giving incredibly incorrect advice to Betty and literally costing her now they dare to go somewhere else and lie. What is there about this place that ones think they can come here and just be anything they want to be and go out and do anything they want to do against us? And it's all right. And we mustn't speak back. You can insult God, you can damn God, you can do everything, but God mustn't say anything back to you. Oh, don't speak to me like that. You hurt my feelings. I'm getting ready to hurt a lot more than feelings. That is unacceptable. And then it comes out that there were other secret little games going on. Even with mailboxes. What is this? Do we actually look like just stupid idiots? Well, that's not fair. All you can see is Dharma. Well, I'll tell you, I don't look like a stupid idiot. And I'm not. And it's time you stop being. You don't have to go out and deliberately hurt people, but neither do you have to put up with this kind of garbage. All the while, you are being blamed for whatever ill-begotten ideas that people come up with. I don't know where you came by the idea of God. Maybe you came by the idea of God through a channel somewhere. Obviously, a preacher being the channel. Well, who was he channeling? Well, he thought he was channeling Jesus Christ. I don't go around sorting out all of the people and energies that either receive or channel. But I'll tell you, when it comes back, that somebody now is channeling Sister Thedra, who channels Sananda, whose greatest mentor was Donald Keyes, who is Mr. United Nations, I get nervous. When now those ones are starting a whole cult around Sister Thedra. For goodness sakes, what is the matter? What really makes me angry are the same ones that bumped her off in the first place, literally, have control of her property. Am I just picking? I don't care. Maybe I'm just picking. But it's like the photon belt. Don't come asking me if all you're going to do is go out there and read somebody else's work and then come ask me about their rendition. I have told all of you that I do not see the photon belt itself. It's not due to pass your way until the year 2011 at the rate of spin. You're already in it. The photon belt itself is invisible. These are such high-frequency waves, they're beyond the ultraviolet, and you can't see them. Well, does that mean that everything is going to be light? It is if you blow up the atmosphere. And as you move more and more and more into that photon belt, you...